iPhone and iPod Touch users download 1.5 billion programs in the first year of the App Store. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Here's a juicy quote from Apple's Steve Jobs. "The App Store is like nothing the industry has ever seen before in both scale and quality. With 1.5 billion apps downloaded, it is going to be very hard for others to catch up." True enough, according to Pete Myers, associate publisher at O'Reilly and editor of the new book, Best iPhone Apps, The Guide for Discriminating Downloaders. The App Store, as it's called, app, of course, is short for application, and application is just another word for program, has more than 65,000 programs. And while that number is impressive, as is the number of downloads, Myers says many of the programs stink.
There's a ton of garbage. I'd venture to say that we're talking about something on the order of 1,000 or 2,000, or maybe even, let's be generous, at the most 5,000 apps really being meaningful, useful to a wide range of people. So there is a ton of junk in there.
That still leaves, of course, plenty of really good programs for the iPhone that people really love. So for those of us who don't own iPhones, and that is most of us, what are we missing?
The way that the phone can turn into a Swiss Army knife-like device, Apple seems to have figured out a way to make the experience easy for iPhone owners to load lots of applications onto the phone. So the phone itself becomes much more than a phone. It becomes a compass and a navigation device, a way to buy movie tickets, a way to find out how your baseball team is doing, a way to send quick instant messages to your friends, look up recipes, come up with good drinks, read books, and the list is really endless.
BlackBerry has an applications store now. Verizon is making noise about developing one. Microsoft is supposed to be coming out with an app store for Windows mobile devices. Can anyone duplicate the success of Apple's App Store?
You know, I think the short answer is it's a really tough uphill battle at this point. There's a really famous video that's gone around on the internet for almost 10 years now of Steve Ballmer, before he was CEO of Microsoft, up on stage before a crowd of Microsoft employees, shouting almost hysterically. He breaks into this chant. He says, "Developers, developers, developers." And the guy looks like he's losing his mind.
"Developers, developers, 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 developers. Yes!"
And his main point back then, this was about 10 years ago, right when Microsoft was achieving its dominant position, was the most important thing that Microsoft could do was put tools into the hand of software developers so that they would create great applications for the Windows operating system. And that is, in effect, exactly what Apple has done with the App Store. They've succeeded so well that they now, you know, I think the latest figure is 100,000 plus small companies, anywhere from an individual, you know, in a garage to big software companies, are making apps for the App Store. And that kind of critical mass is really hard, I think, for other companies to catch up with.
Pete Myers edited the new book, Best iPhone Apps, published by O'Reilly. Apple says it sold more than 40 million iPhone and iPod Touches. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.